I will rise out of these ashes, rise from this trouble I found and this trouble on the ground. I will rise, yes, I will rise out of these ashes, rise from this trouble I found and this trouble on the ground. I will rise, because who is in me is greater than I will ever be. Now will rise. Yes, he who is in me is greater than I will ever be. Now will rise. Is on the ground and hope is nowhere to be found. Love is a figment I won't lose, yet I hold on to what I know is true. Yes, I will rise out of these ashes, rise trouble I found in this trouble on the ground. I will rise, yes, I will rise out of these ashes, rise from this trouble I found, this trouble on the ground. I will rise, because he who is in me is greater than I will ever be. Now I will rise. Yes, who is in me is greater than I will ever be. Now will I hide? Will I keep on coming to this place that I don't know quite how to face? So I lay down my life in hopes to die, that somehow I might rise. I will rise out of these ashes, rise from this trouble I found and this trouble on the ground. I will rise, yes, I will rise out of these ashes, rise from this trouble I found, this trouble on the ground. I will rise, because he who is in me is greater than I will ever be. Now I will rise. Yes, he who is in me is greater than I will ever be. Now
of God's love with The Call.
Imagine for a moment that one day you are driving home with your family. Suddenly your mother screams for you to stop the car. You skid to a sudden halt just as she opens the door and runs frantically towards a street sign on the side of the road that points towards your home suburb. With cries of joy, she wraps her arms around the sign, shouting out with joy, "I'm home, I'm home." Now, it's probably safe to say that this is not normal behavior in your family. It is obvious that while the street sign is clearly pointing in the right direction, it is not actually your home. Treating the sign as anything other than a useful navigational aid will simply raise questions about your sanity. As crazy as this sounds, we do this every day of our life. God has created the world as a symbol of His love, to point us beyond the gift and lead us into an encounter with the giver of the gift. Yet every day we grab hold of the beautiful things of the world and forget that they are actually pointing us to something better. We take hold of the gift and fail to notice that it is simply a symbol of love that points us to the fulfillment of all love. Every day as we walk through the world, we need to hold this in our mind, to realize that the things of this world are not our destination, but simply pointing us to our fulfillment in Christ. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Something beautiful to touch me. I know that I'm married, cause I am down on my knees. I'm waiting for something beautiful. Oh, 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 something beautiful. And the water is rising quick, and for years I was scared of it. We can't be sure when it will subside, so I won't leave your side. No, I can't leave your side. Hey now, this is my desire, consuming like a fire, cause I just want something beautiful to touch me. A fire, cause I just want something beautiful to touch me.
You're listening to The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
There's always a new wonder drug or superfood that grabs the headlines. Well, the superfood of relationships is the simple practice of gratitude.
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Perola from Smart Loving, and today we're looking at gratitude.
We can all remember being coached by our parents to say thank you as we grew up. Ungrateful children can be a real bore. They get irritable and whiny because they focus on what they don't have instead of what they do.
It turns out that gratitude is as an important habit for adults as well. The emergence of the positive psychology school has identified gratitude as a fundamental disposition for a happy life. Why? Because it builds resilience and optimism in both children and adults.
When it comes to an ailing marriage, gratitude is like a miracle drug. Here are some tips to use gratitude to transform the experience of marriage from dull and burdensome to joyful and blessed.
Firstly, daily appreciation. So simple but so powerful. Make it a personal discipline to name at least one thing that you've appreciated in your spouse each day, and don't forget to tell them.
Two, what we call gratitude alchemy. Take any negative event or encounter, such as an argument or your spouse losing a job. Acknowledge that it's been tough. Now think about any pearl of blessing that has resulted. For example, maybe your argument gave you a new insight into each other's perspective. Or maybe the job loss galvanised your spouse to make a long overdue career change. Give thanks for those pearls of blessing.
3. Inverse blessings. Imagine what your life would be like if you'd never met your spouse. This is known as the George Bailey technique, as featured in the classic movie It's a Wonderful Life. Spend some time making a list of the things, the people, the experiences that would be missing from your life, and give thanks for those.
And finally, the surprise factor. Science tells us that the element of surprise makes it easier to be grateful. For example, if every day you say, I love you, as your spouse leaves for work, over time he or she will likely begin to take it for granted. Make it easier for your spouse to appreciate you by mixing it up a bit. You can sing it, leave it on a note in a pocket, use a sticky note on the dashboard, text it, or lipstick it on the bathroom mirror.
We're Byron and Francine Perola. For more tips on relationships, visit smartloving.org.
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Heaven, That was Heaven Fall Down by Phil Wickham. And in that mix too was a great little tune from Need to Breathe called Something Beautiful.
Also great to hear from Byron and Francine Parola with their tips for vibrant marriages in their ever-popular Smart Loving segment. Now this week, Jude, it was all about gratitude.
Yeah, great message too. It's great to have them on this show, and we all need to know about gratitude, particularly in married relationships. It's really important to be showing gratitude all the time. So it's good to have their tips each week for a bit of a tune-up for our marriages and our important relationships.
And as an ex-mechanic, I know how important it is to stay in tune.
Absolutely, mate. So, look, and I should say, too, if listeners do want to hear more from the Parolas, they should go to their website at smartloving.org.au. There's some great tips in there for making sure your marriages are just humming along nice and smoothly.
We also had Father Dave Callahan in his segment, The Call. Following the signposts God puts in our path each day.
Yeah, important just to be listing out each day for God and seeing those pointers to heaven, isn't it?
Very much so. Coming up, Marilyn Rodriguez with her segment, The Peaceful Parent.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
With advice on peaceful parenting, here's Marilyn Rodriguez.
Know thyself. This is a famous maxim very well known, which was originally inscribed into the temple in ancient Greece dedicated to the god Apollo in Delphi. The importance of acquiring self-knowledge is part of the human race's earliest and most enduring philosophical tenets. Saint Teresa of Avila wrote that nothing helped a person to grow humanly and spiritually so much as prayer and self-knowledge, that is, a living relationship with God and our clear understanding of ourselves, our beliefs, our actions, our motivations, our strengths, and our weaknesses. In fact, these two, prayer and self-knowledge, go naturally hand in hand. But today we're focusing on how growth in self-knowledge helps us to be more peaceful parents. In young children, we see a lot of action and very little understanding about or reflection on those actions. But by the time we become parents, boy, we have seen and experienced a lot, haven't we? We know who we are and what we want to do, and we have dreams for ourselves and for our children. What more is there to know about myself, we might think? But we human beings are so complex. We can always grow deeper in self-knowledge, and our parenting will always be better for it. For example, I only discovered in recent years that I absolutely need to have quite a large chunk of quiet time for myself every day, almost as much as I need food and drink. Before this, I would feel guilty for sitting my then three children under five in front of the TV and hiding in my room sometimes. I thought I was being selfish and that I just wasn't a very good mum. Well, I did a personality test and talked to a wise friend, and it turned out that I wasn't being a bad mother to need frequent time out, that God's given me the kind of disposition which really needs it in order to be a more peaceful and positive mum. Growing isn't always as easy as completing a personality test, although they can be helpful. It can require some deep work, looking at the things in our lives which have shaped us and discovering reasons for patterns in thinking and behaviour that we want to change. It may lead to us realising that we need to forgive someone or seek forgiveness. But the result will be greater freedom to be the parents we really want to be and the best possible parents for our children. This is Marilyn Rodriguez.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
There is power, power here in this hour we're all together, together waiting here as one. There is power, power here in this hour we're all together, together waiting here as one. Ooh, hear the sound from heaven. Ooh, a mighty rushing wind. Ooh, we're calling for revival. God, let's survive all again. It's burning in my soul. Burning in my soul.
all together, together, waiting here as one. It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul.
Welcome back to The Journey. Just then, Matt Maher, Burning in My Soul, and as promised, The Peaceful Parent with Marilyn Rodriguez. Now, this brings us to the end of another week. Jeez, it flies by, Jude.
It does, mate. Goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, thanks for listening into The Journey. Hope you've had a good start back to school and also work this week. Also, it's starting to cool down in a few of the locations The Journey's going to, so make sure you keep rugged up.
Absolutely, and I encourage you too to give us some feedback on our Facebook page. Just look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine, where you can follow the links to past shows if you'd like to as well, and listen to any of the past shows as podcasts. Anyway, give us some feedback. Next week on the show, we'll be doing it all again. Great music with Rachel picking out some great songs for us again. She does a mighty job. Interviews and inputs from all of our awesome presenters.
Yeah, that's right, Jude. It will all be on again next week. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Faith, hope, love and life. You've been tuned to The Journey.
See ya.
Bye.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.